There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
What was that noise?
We have a very special guest, and joining us live is Martin, and more importantly, we've got Mowgli. Hello, Martin.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. How are you? How's Mowgli?
Oh, she's very curious, I guess, exploring the studio.
Yeah. Now, you've got a great story because you set off from Rosenheim in Germany on the 24th of August on a Honda motorbike, an XRV 750. It's a twin bike, and you've made your way all the way to Dubai with our little feline friend in tow. So, what a journey that has been. Just tell us how you two actually met, you and Mowgli.
Yeah, that's right. We set off 3 months ago, or almost 4 months ago now, and I picked her up on the street. Basically, we're sitting on the street and just having some food, and then this little cat comes along, and she wasn't very healthy and very well.
Mm-hmm.
So I just call her because I saw her, and then she comes right up to me, and like she lies on my arm, and then she would just fall asleep because she was completely exhausted and freezing, and she didn't have any food and any of that. So yeah, she was just happy to have a safe place to lie down and to get some sleep in her. And then you know, you can't really put her down anymore.
Sounds like you bonded pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, they say that a cat finds the owner, or the guy who feeds her, and it's not the other way around. So yeah, she picked me, and yeah, I guess she's done a good job at it.
But she's come a long way from, you know, not having any food to now, you know, traveling around how many countries in 3 months?
That has been 12 countries, including Germany and including the UAE. So yeah, she's come a long
way.
Does
she have a passport?
She does have a passport, yeah.
It's, really?
Not possible legally to bring her into any of these countries without a passport, and I wouldn't risk losing her because, you know, it'd break my heart if she had to stay on the border. Like, I'd actually stop the trip. I considered, like, if that would happen, I'd just turn around and, like,
and go home.
And go home or do something like that.
So, I mean, how's she been during the journey? You know, I mean, does she get kind of motion sickness or anything, or, you know, does she take it all in a stride?
No, it's she's been very good. Like, it hasn't always been easy. Like, there are times when she gets cranky, especially when she gets too hot, when there's no shelter. I guess they're very defensive kind of animals. So when there's no shelter and no places to hide, she really doesn't like that. So she runs away, and she will come back when it's dark. But other than that, like, she's doing fine on the motorbike. In the end, she even fell asleep. At one point in Iran, I opened the back to check on her, and she wouldn't even look up anymore. She'd just sleep. And on the bumpy roads, especially in Bosnia, because Bosnia, we took crazy roads through the woods. So on the really bumpy roads, she'd get a little cranky. So I kind of started taking a little better roads after a while, just to, you know, make it a little easier for her.
She feels very much at home in our studio.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she's loving it. Especially the black couch. She's currently perched on it, very happy. But Martin, what got you to do, you know, get on this journey? It's a long way away from home, you know, on a bike with just Mowgli for company. What started it?
Basically, 10 years ago, I did my first big trip on my own. I went to Australia, and that sort of set everything off. I started loving traveling because I learned so much. I learned about different cultures and people, and you always learn about yourself as well. You learn to see different perspectives. So basically, the love for traveling was there already. And then 2 years ago, in 2015, I did the trip through Southeast Asia, and then we bought motorbikes in Hanoi, and we drove them down to Saigon in Vietnam, and I loved it. It was just completely different than having buses carrying to all the tourist spots. It's like you'd actually get to know the people, you'd have problems on the way, you have locals help you, you just have to kind of face some challenges, but you know, I guess the more challenging it is, the more rewarding it also is. So that's kind of why I wanted to do the next trip on a motorbike.
So, I mean, you mentioned challenges. Has it ever got to the point where you thought, you know, I want to turn back, I've had enough, I want to go home? And, you know, what have some of those challenges been?
I guess, like, sometimes it would have been, sometimes when these thoughts came up, I would just consider the alternative, basically going back and just going back to a normal job and just working Monday to Friday. And then I was pretty clear that I didn't want that. So I was happy again with what I was doing. But it hasn't always been easy, especially because I've been alone. have to watch your stuff. You can't take Mowgli in, like a cat, you can't take her into some stores and restaurants and hotels. And so you have these challenges to face. And one time I got my bike stuck in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of desert. Like there was no people for like 100 kilometers probably. I got it stuck in some clay.
Really?
And it's a very heavy bike, so yeah. I couldn't lift it out. Like really, I tried, but I couldn't get it out. So I took the boxes off, and then I still couldn't really. And then there was no other option, so I just got everything together and just actually lifted the bike out of the clay, and then just got it out centimeter for centimeter until I could drive it out. And also Mowgli was there. Obviously, I would have loved to have someone to at least watch her while I'm doing this. Mm. So she was just on the bike, and then even the bike it tipped over into the mud, into the clay, and Mowgli was on there. But she's fine with it. Like she's.
So where does she sit on the bike?
She sits right in front of me, so if something happens that I can see her. She would like to sit in the back sometimes, but I don't really like that, so it's just...
So she's in front of you in between the handlebars?
Yeah, she sits in the between the handlebar and the tank back, and she's shielded from the wind. So I've actually tested, I put a speaker in there to just check the noise, and a microphone, not a speaker, so just to check the noise level. So she only gets the engine noise, and then the wind is cancelled out by the windshield, and it's also the least bumpy spot on the whole bike. So, it's probably the most comfortable spot. And she actually loves her back. Like, when I, when I camp... Was that her? So, when I camp, I would always put out a tank bag. And even at home now, I put the tank bag up. So, she would just lie in it. And she loves the tank bag and she sleeps in it. It's her home.
So 12 countries, 3 months. Oh, wow. Okay.
She's climbing up the window. Yeah. One second. I'm going to get her.
We've got Mowgli climbing up on our studio walls right now. Yeah. She's back. Okay.
So what were the 12 countries that you've actually visited?
So we started in Germany, and then we crossed Austria into Slovenia, down to Croatia, into Bosnia, Montenegro, Albania, Macedonia, back to Albania, into Greece. Then we took the ferry from Athens to Bodrum in Turkey, went along the Mediterranean, and... most of the times went along the Mediterranean and then into Iran, across Iran, and then there was only a ferry ride to Sharjah, which is in the UAE. So yeah, those are the 12 countries.
How did it feel, in terms of the planning and, when you went to all these places? I'm sure you must have got some pretty looks about, oh, there's a cat on that bike.
Well, there's been different reactions to, like, there's been people from people telling me how awesome it is and how cool it is, to people telling me that I'm harming the animal and that I shouldn't do it and I should be ashamed of myself, really. And many people just couldn't believe what they saw. Like, even if I told them that I have a cat in their own language, let's say at the hotel reception, it's like, okay, I got a cat with me. Is that okay? Is that possible?
Yeah.
They wouldn't understand me. Like, I'd actually have to just, meow, so they would know what I'm talking about. They wouldn't really,
So what's next? Where's the journey going to take you next with Mowgli?
So the plan is to go to India. It's something that I've been wanting to see for a long time, and also I'm already here, so why not? It's not too far anymore. And so I want to go back through Iran, visit a few friends that I made on the way. It's a great country to visit and to travel in, and the people are like very open for travelers and try to help all the time. Then cross Pakistan and then go into India. So let's see if we get the visa for Pakistan. I'm not sure. I haven't checked yet. And then if not, we have to take the boat. But that's going to be in about half a year, so I've got time to figure that out.
Yeah.
So how long are you going to be in Dubai? And are you planning to take your bike as well when you go off to India?
Yes, I'm going to be in Dubai for a bit more than half a year. The plan was basically to stay half a year, but it's going to be midsummer here, and it's just going to be too hot for traveling on a bike. So just at the end of summer, we're going to leave. My friend is joining me, and my other friend is flying to India, get a bike there, and then we all meet up again. So we continue the trip with three of us, and plus Mowgli. And she's trying to chew through the speaker cable.
All right, I think that's where we'll end the interview then, if that's all right. Martin, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you in the studio, and certainly to meet Mowgli as well. We wish you well for the rest of your travels. Oh. And is there anywhere that we can follow you? You can follow your travels?
Yes, I document it all on Instagram. I'm doing my best to make it worth the while reading and not boring. So you can follow on Moto Mowgli, MotoMogli. And... yeah, check it out. I'm hoping you like it.
Martin, thanks so much for being with us on the show.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.